I'm going to do something a little different this morning, too, when it comes to reading of the Scripture. Our Scripture text this week from the lectionary is John chapter 9, verses 1 through 41, which is the whole chapter of John chapter 9. So I want to give you a summation of John chapter 9, but we're only going to do verses 38 through 41. Is that what you got there?
35.
Yeah. She's amazing. So, okay, so as some of you have heard me say before, I don't like to take a scripture out of context because sometimes if you do that, you'll end up with a pretext. A lot of times you'll hear somebody just quote one particular verse of scripture and they'll make a whole theology out of it. So I like to take and understand the whole story. So since we're not going to read the first part of it, I want to share with you what it's about. Now, we call it witnessing, sharing your testimony. You know, that's what we should be doing. And that's what's happening in verses 1 through 34. It's about witnessing. And it says, he was theologically untrained, and he had totally been unschooled, and he only recently heard of the name of Jesus. Now, they're talking about the blind man. This particular part, the subtitle for this particular chapter is Jesus Heals the Blind Man. So he's talking about that this guy probably heard of Jesus, but he didn't know much about him because he wasn't schooled. And yet he stood before the most powerful and learned religious man of his day and witnessed to them. He couldn't articulate the elaborate proof of the deity of Christ. He didn't have any well-written brochures or tracts or any of those kind of things with complete scripture verses and diagrams. He, the blind man, simply told what happened to him when he met Jesus. He said, I went and washed, and now I can see. Every believer has a story to tell, and it may not be nearly as dramatic as the blind man's testimony, but I always love the buts in Scripture. The buts and ifs are very important when you're studying Scripture. But if you only have met Christ, you are a witness. And he said, follow this man's example and never be afraid to share what Jesus means to you. Because it's a personal relationship with Christ. What Jesus means to me might not mean exactly the same thing to you, because he meets us at our point of need all the time. So, in general, we all have the same thoughts and beliefs of Jesus. But Jesus touches us individually, and that's what he did with the blind man.